Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, by the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. We got good things coming up. We're going to have a little entertainment news for you in a little bit. We'll get into that. We got our monthly veterans update with Tom Heiser in just a few. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Good morning and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR for this Monday, April 7th. I know it's only just after 9 in the morning, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So we're going to talk about the third most popular drink in the country, at least according to the National Day calendar, beer.
That's right. It's National Beer Day, everybody.
Why, thank you, Dudley Moore.
We can do the whole thing in my worst author accent.
Very good. Beer seems to be one of those take-it-or-leave-it tastes for people. Of course, there's lots of different types and flavors of beer, so there are options.
You are not wrong, but we'll get into that a bit later. First, let's take a look at the history of beer and how it has been adapted over the millennia. That's right. I have to admit, I have never been much of a beer drinker. I'm still not really, but I do enjoy the flavored beers.
Yes, or as my dad calls them, candy beer.
Yeah. Just remember, like coffee, I drink flavor. Anyway.
Beer has flavor. What are you talking about now?
Well, yeah, when you add some stuff to it. But we'll get into that later. Anyway, let's take a look back at beer. Did you know that it didn't always contain the level of alcohol it does now? According to an interesting article I found at the National Library of Medicine, National Center for Biotechnology Information, entitled A Short History of Beer Brewing, Alcohol Fermentation, and Yeast Technology Over Time, as far back as we can retrace history, beer has always been an important part of human life. It was and still is a valuable food staple that has been constantly improved and adapted to human needs. For most of the time, intoxication was not the main purpose and could only be achieved to a limited extent, if at all, given that beer had a low alcohol content for most of human history. Instead, beer, owing to its specific ingredients and characteristics, alcohol, carbon dioxide, and low pH value, was often the only safe liquid to drink when clean water was rare.
That's right. You see that, too.
Fascinating.
Kids, make sure to have some beer with your dinner.
That's right. That's right. Well, and there goes that excuse by college streakers for generations.
Yeah, there you go.
You just wanted to run around naked.
Yeah.
Right. So this has happened for millennia. It wasn't used for intoxication. So what was beer used for and who invented it? Well, according to an article, who invented beer, the first fermented beverages, most likely emerged alongside the development of cereal agriculture some 12,000 years ago. This article was written by Evan Andrews for History.com. He says, the earliest known alcoholic beverage may have been brewed around 7000 BCE in China, in the village of Jiahu, where Neolithic pottery shows evidence of a mead-type concoction made from rice, honey, and fruit. That's not what we usually consider beer.
Right.
Apparently that was the first. The first barley beer was most likely born in the Middle East, where hard evidence of beer production dates back about 5,000 years to the Sumerians of ancient Mesopotamia. Not only have archaeologists unearthed ceramic vessels from 3400 BC, still sticky with beer residue.
Hard to clean.
Yeah. But the hymn to Ninkasi, an 1800 BC ode to the Sumerian goddess of beer, describes a recipe for a beloved ancient brew made by female priestesses.
Wow.
They had a goddess of beer. I love that.
It tells you something. The article goes on to say few ancient cultures loved their beer as much as ancient Egyptians. Workers along the Nile were often paid with an element of a nutrition sweet brew, and everyone from pharaohs to peasants and even children drank beer as part of their everyday diet. Many of these ancient beers were flavored with unusual additives such as mandrake, dates, and olive oil.
See, flavoring beer.
Yeah, I guess they've been doing it.
So centuries.
There's been IPAs a long time.
And apparently, according to Egyptologists, right next to the brewery was the bakery. Because they use the same ingredients, so they would always be together.
We'll get to that in a little bit, too.
Spoiling it. But anyway.
That is really interesting.
The article continues. More modern-tasting libations would not arrive until the Middle Ages, when Christian monks and other artisans began brewing beer seasoned with hops, closer to what we know today.
Correct. All right, so beer was brewed by priestesses and adapted by priests. I guess it was a wholly different experience in drinking.
Well played. Well played.
Boo. Boo.
Well, you know, it is kind of part of my day job.
Right. Yeah.
All kidding aside, the science behind the fermentation process is fascinating. Let's go back to the National Library of Medicine. From a biotechnology point of view, this is where it gets interesting, as the alcohol-producing yeasts are, of course, the most important factor in producing beer with pleasant characteristics. These yeasts are likely also a product of human civilization and domestication, since alcohol-producing yeasts are a rarity among microorganisms. When humans began to live in close contact with domesticated animals and pests, animal bacteria and viruses adapted to human and to infect humans. Some of the most dangerous human pathogens evolved that way. Other useful microorganisms adapted as well to take advantage of new foods, such as cereal, porridge, or milk. Lactic acid bacteria, for example, lost pathogenic genes and specialized in the utilization of lactose. Similarly, yeast evolved to better metabolize various sugars into alcohol, which is a protective mechanism by converting the temporary sugar overhang of ripe fruits into a compound that many competing microorganisms are not able to utilize. The baking and brewing yeast Saccharomyces cerevisiae, in particular, evolved the ability to utilize malt sugar, which is one of the rarest sugars in the wild. Theodore Schwann, a pioneer in fermentation science, thus first classified this organism as sugar fungus.
Whoa.
In 1836.
Okay.
Given the much cheaper price compared to wine, the better availability of raw materials, but primarily the advantage of being able to store malt and grain, beer quickly became the more important beverage.
Wow. Wow. And I see now that that's interesting. The cerveza, I'm guessing, is where the root word for cerveza is in Spanish. That's my guess. So that's really cool.
Yep.
Oh, learn something new. Love it. Yeah.
These wonderful terms.
Yes.
So I know that wine can have health benefits, so I wondered if the same was true of beer. So according to Healthline.com, light to moderate beer intake may be associated with lower risk of heart disease, improved blood sugar control, stronger bones, and reduced dementia risk. However, heavy and binge drinking has the opposite effects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So moderate would be maybe one 12-ounce can of beer a couple of times a week, not like 10 or a whole case of beer in one night. That's not going to help you.
Right.
So many things, whether we're talking about beer or sugar or other things, that we, for the longest time, we kind of incorporated them into our societies in different cultures and different parts of the world. But we didn't incorporate the excess of that or ancestrally didn't see maybe this coming, where there'd be, you know, bars that would sell beer, that would, you know, different things and that would make this an issue. I think that's important to keep in mind when we're talking about the other side of this, whether it is sugar or beer or alcohol, I should say, or any of those things, where we're kind of we're young in the idea of handling how to handle the other side of this. We've only had a couple of decades to really kind of like, oh my God, this is a problem. It was never a problem before. It was never necessarily an issue. It may have been on certain levels in certain parts and everything, but it wasn't as if this is something that it was only, especially even when you look in pop culture and the town drunk or some of these things that we would do or anything. That's only in the last couple hundred years that stuff has really been a thing.
Right.
We are very late to this, and that's something I think to keep in mind as a society when we're talking about this stuff. The other part I think that is so beautiful about this, or interesting, I should say, about this, is how much, what do I got around me?
Right.
You know, when it comes to, and you probably get this a lot with cooking, Beth, mm-hmm. where, hey, what do I got around me mm-hmm. I can use? And I'm going to use whatever I got around me to right. make it work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, which is why bakeries were often next to breweries because of the yeast that was created mm-hmm. from the fermentation process. So you would have to clean out the vats, but you would keep some of it, but you didn't need all of it so that you would add more ingredients. So what do you do with what you're getting rid of? Well, bakeries use yeast to make bread.
Right.
And one of the things that I found very interesting was during COVID, there was this going back towards making beer bread because you knew you could get that a little more readily than maybe some other ingredients. So I started making beer bread at home, mm-hmm. which it has its own unique flavor and mm-hmm. it has a different texture to it, but it can taste delicious. And the nice thing is the alcohol of the beer gets baked out.
Right.
So it's not like you have a slice of beer bread and you're drunk. It's right. not going to happen. But it can have the take on the flavor of whatever type of beer you do use.
Right.
The recipe is really easy. You need 3 cups of flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder. You can now, if you're using self-rising flour, take that out because mm-hmm. the baking powder is already in the flour. But if you're using all-purpose flour, add that 3 teaspoons of baking powder, which, by the way, equals 1 tablespoon. In case you need
okay.
to do the conversion.
Yeah, I definitely need that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm terrible
1 teaspoon salt. And again, if you're using the self-rising that's already in there, it's only if you're using the all-purpose flour, add that 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 12-ounce can of beer. And then you want to have on hand a quarter to a half a cup of melted butter. Okay. You're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees, mix your dry ingredients and the beer, and then pour that into a greased loaf pan. Pour the melted butter over the mixture and bake for an hour. Remove from the pan and cool for at least 15 minutes. Now, this is going to make a very crusty, hard bread
yes.
with a very dense center. If you'd rather have it more like a normal loaf of bread that you would normally get, you simply add the melted butter into the other ingredients
right.
and bake it that way. So you do want to sift the flour for bread recipes. You have to make sure that do that. Most people just scoop the 1 cup measure into the canister and level it off. That compacts the flour, and that will turn the bread into a hard biscuit. That'll make it more
right.
dense. So, as some have described, that's because they aren't sifting the flour. So if you do have a sifter, use that sifter. If you don't, use a spoon in the flour and pour the spoon into
gotcha.
The cup measure before you level it off.
Oh.
That will help a lot and make it a little bit more like spongy,
light.
Less
yeah.
dense,
yeah.
lighter.
Oh, sounds good.
Wow. Not bad. Not bad. I have to say, you know, the really interesting thing for me is obviously with the baking and stuff, you know, along with bread and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. is how ubiquitous beer has been over the years and how it was actually safer to drink than water.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of the
it's
waterborne
crazy.
Illnesses. You know, you have to do certain things. And in the process of making beer, you do that. You boil the water, you know, and this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it totally makes sense that and of course, people don't. You can't get things done when you're drunk, you know, so we'll put the alcohol content really low,
right.
but we
right.
know we're drinking something safe.
Right.
So that totally makes sense.
And that's still used today in many countries that don't have the type of technology that we do with water
right.
filtration,
right.
where it is safer to have something like that.
Right.
It's wild.
And we haven't even touched on the possibility of using it to boil with. I mean, how mm-hmm. many of us
right.
have had a great beer boiled brat?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Beer boiled brat?
Mm. Yeah, say that 5 times fast in the morning, right?
She's been amazing this morning. Some of the words you've said.
She's giving herself a hard time, yeah.
Thought I heard a little bit of the Pennsylvania in your accent. I thought at one of the points, I almost heard
probably,
a little bit of
probably.
Probably. I've got a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Very yeah. eclectic. So what are some of the types of beers out there, right? Because I go to like a brewery. I don't know an ale from a lager from a Hefeweizen and all of that,
yep.
right? So ales and lagers, all beer falls into either of those two categories. Yeast is the difference here. In lagers, yeast gathers at the bottom of the tank during fermentation. Lagers are usually crisp, clean, and refreshing. With ales, the yeast gathers at the top. These beers are aromatic and often fruity. Another difference is the timing and temperature. Ales age for just a few weeks, around 40 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit, while lagers can age for months, between 32 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go.
So you can get an Indian Pale Ale or an IPA. This is the most popular craft beer style today. It's the calling card is hops. That's right. What makes a difference.
And
that's
IPAs are very hoppy.
Which is, this is interesting. Hops is a plant related in the marijuana family.
Oh, huh.
And it imparts aromas and flavors like citrus, spice, tropical fruits, pine, and berries.
Wow.
So that's where you get that from. Mm-hmm. Stouts are dark-colored ales made with roasted barley that imparts chocolate or coffee flavors. Some are aged in bourbon or other wood barrels for deeper and boozier character.
Boozier.
And this is coming from, believe it or not, I know the irony here, wineenthusiast.com.
The wine of my country is beer.
Yep. There you go. So there are sources out there. This is a wonderful topic to dive into. There was so much information out there. It was hard to kind of pare it down for what would work here. But I wanted to at least touch on how to celebrate this day. So go out and have a beer of your flavor, you know, whether it be an IPA, a lager, a pale ale, a Hefeweizen.
It doesn't matter.
If it's
malt liquor. Oh, wait, no.
Blueberry, you know, whatever it is. Enjoy, do so responsibly and safely, or consider making a loaf of beer bread today.
There you go.
Just try that out. I will have that recipe that I found in LinkedIn at our next newsletter, which you can find and sign up for coming to our website, WFHR.com. And we will definitely have that there. You can sign up for the newsletter. It comes to you each week. It is absolutely free. And there is a section on The Kitchen's Open each week, as well as the wonderful articles that our staff work so hard to put together.
Indeed.
So there is no shortage of ways to enjoy beer. We encourage you to do so safely. Again, we also encourage your business to check out the many ways you can enjoy being promoted on our show by becoming a sponsor of this segment. In addition, we can arrange an interview or even broadcast live from your business.
If you're interested in learning more about this opportunity, just give us a call at 715-424-1300 and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out all the details.
That number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yay. All right. Very nice. Very informative.
Nice work, Beth. Nice work. We'll be looking forward to another edition next Monday at 9 o'clock. We'll meet you here. We'll take a time out and we'll come back with more fun on the morning show.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have Melissa, Seth, and James with you, and we're going to go ahead and have some fun right now with our good friend Tom Heiser. Every month, right at the beginning of the month, Tom joins us with our monthly veterans update. Melissa, Tom does have his headphones on so we can hear you.
Excellent.
Tom, appreciate you joining us. Thanks for being here, man.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me again.
Always appreciate the time. Tom, before we kind of go down the list here of items and events and everything, I wanted to start with our Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes. Something I got the other day, it says the Milwaukee Brewers are pleased to announce the continuation of military Sundays for the 2025 season. Any active duty member or veteran can receive up to 2 free terrace-level tickets. Keyword free. By just going to their military veteran ID at the tickets office prior to any Sunday's game. And I noticed one of the games, James, you might be happy or you might be sad. Cubs.
Oh, hey. Good with that. Wow. That's be good. That should be a good one.
Yeah, that's May 4th. So.
Is it? All right. Oh, and it's May 4th. All right. Nice, nice.
And I'll leave the information here for you because there is a website people can go to and sign up for this and go from there. Purchase tickets, please visit GOVEX discount offer / Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. Okay. I saw it on the Brewer website. If you go there, you should be able to find it, everybody. A big tip of the baseball cap to our Milwaukee Brewers doing things like this. Want to use this as well as a chance to shout out our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as well, who have Military Mondays. Big thank you to Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino and, of course, the Rafters for combining on that one and looking out for our military and our vets.
Exactly. We really appreciate it. Finally, it's been a while. But yeah, some of the other teams. Well, they played the Reds yesterday. Oakland A's, Cubs, Twins, Padres, Cardinals are in June, Rockies, Nationals, Marlins, Mets, Giants, and again the Cardinals.
Ooh, you know, a couple Cardinals ones, yeah.
And the Reds, so...
Some good matchups there. Yeah. It's really nice nice of them to do this, but also, I think, fitting, important for them to do this. That's great. Tom, I know that we have a number of different events going on in our area, and certainly some days that we want to highlight as well historically.
Correct. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that came to the Brat Fry. We call it the Taste of Spring.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So at least part of spring.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We had the Brat Fry, then we had a funeral, and then we had to go back to the Brat Fry. So we're staying busy. April 6th was Army Day when we entered World War I.
If you haven't done any homework on that one, everybody, I encourage you to. It's integral to the story of our country. I don't know how much more I could board it. It's so important. I encourage you to learn about it.
Right. And the monthly vet breakfast this morning. And tomorrow we have the Vets Coffee Club up on Auburndale. Mm-hmm. And that runs from 8 until 9:15. And then right after that, the students are doing the interviews of veterans.
Very cool.
That's awesome. It's really cool. Yeah, good on them for doing that.
And then on the 9th, former POW Recognition Day.
It's an important one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Especially, I had a student the other day ask me, in my teaching, ask me what POW meant. We spent a good 20 minutes on that one.
Wow.
And not just describing what that is, but what it means and what the intent of it is. We need to start, rebringing this one up again more. And maybe even just saying prisoners of war instead of POW. Because I feel like POW was something that was created to make it easier for people, for society to chew on. And, it's a little bit easier to say that than prisoner of war. No, maybe we need to go back to the actual saying of this to remind people how important that is.
Right. And many communities in Wisconsin did have World War II POWs, a lot of Germans.
Yep,
and
a lot of them stayed. Mm-hmm. So even in local history, this is not just something where
it's a great point, Tom.
Yeah.
Faraway land. It was here.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got the Heroes Cafe on Wednesday. Coffee, donuts, and a lot of discussion. We use that word.
Nicely done. Nicely.
And then on a Wednesday, the 9th, the American Legion has their meeting. And on the 10th, Vietnam veterans have their meeting at 5. Also on the 10th, Rudolph American Legion has their meeting. Okay, here we go. Close history. Mm-hmm. Desert Storm ceasefire 1981, April 11th.
Wow.
You can remember that.
Yeah,
I can remember that. When it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was. I remember being told in school when that happened.
Yep.
And then we have on April 11th, Civil War began in 1861. Mm-hmm. April, pretty busy month here.
Yeah, really, really is, yeah.
And on Monday, April 14th, if you get the chance, we have the Honor Flight number 50 returning to Central Wisconsin Airport.
Okay,
yeah.
That is so cool.
Mm. Yes.
You see the tears.
You get a chance to wave people on or to welcome them back or any of the above, especially if you have any chance to volunteer or be a part of things, encourage you to do that as well.
Exactly. Even just showing up for that, it's really cool seeing family and friends and everybody hooting and hollering and recognition.
Beautiful.
Right.
On the 17th, VFW Post has our meeting. And on the 22nd, it's Veterans Day down at the Capitol. There is a bus going down there from Central Wisconsin.
Good.
I know it's late for you, but it's like 7:30 in the morning in Plover. You've already been up for a couple of hours.
Right. That's good to know. Well, as we get closer to it, we'll make sure to talk about that, mention that to people.
Right, and if I get some more information, I'll send it to you.
But thanks, Tom.
I'm reading at Plover for people in the Central Wisconsin area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Heroes Cafe is on the 23rd. Okay, Spanish-American War began on the 26th of April, and that was in 1898. You don't remember that one. And on May 2nd, the VFW is having our varsity blood drive for the community. So we're getting back into that program as well. And then on May 2nd, the Women's Overseas League began in 1921.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and here we go, another taste of spring.
Yes.
We have on May 3rd, a VFW Brat Fry in West Grand.
Ooh.
And the best breakfast on May 5th. And we're having a Cinco de Mayo luncheon out at VFW Post on Monday, May 5th.
Mm. So nice.
Getting a little bit into May, but the time frames are We're getting more stuff going on.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Back of a better term.
Ramping up.
And that brat fries right around the corner. We're looking forward to that. You hit it on the head. Taste a sign of spring right
yes.
there. And so many of these events, as we get closer to them, we'll remind our audience, tell you more about them, and certainly be looking forward to another opportunity to hang out again next month. Tom, appreciate not only for the audience out here, they hear you once a month on the air, but we talk to Tom once a week at least. Tom's mm-hmm. always hitting us up with information regarding our veterans, and nobody in Central Wisconsin is covering this topic as much or as well as we are, in major part because of the work Tom's doing. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, man.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing for us. You're getting the word out. Mm-hmm. Things are going on, and they're fun things, too.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but as far as this history stuff, there's no test.
Kind of wish you would have told me that over the weekend. I was
taking
studying.
All these notes.
All weekend I've been studying. I've been cramming. We appreciate you, Tom. Thanks a lot for the time. If there is anybody out there that has follow-up questions or anything like that, Tom, how can they reach you?
Okay, you can call the VFW post 715-600-0401, and Sean will gladly help answer any questions or lead you in the right direction.
All right.
Say hi to everybody for us, Tom. We'll talk again real soon.
You got it.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine. I knew I was going to do that. I was thinking about an interview later. We will be back with more Playmaker. No. What is the name? Morning Show. Morning Show. Thank you, everyone. Line. Morning Show on WFHO. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Want to send a big shout out to Beth with the Kitchens Open and the great work she did there.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a fun Monday when those two are in the studio.
Lots of great stuff. Lots of great info, yeah.
Appreciate them. Just to touch on entertainment news real quick today, everybody. I will move on to other topics. But I did want to mention this one. It was a good life indeed. This comes to us from People Magazine. The cast of Mr. Belvedere, including Tracy Wells, Bryce Beckham, Eileen Graff and Rob Stone met at the airport and flew together to Milwaukee recently to celebrate the late Bob Uecker.
Aww. Mm. Uecker, wonderful.
Actor, sports announcer, two-something batting average vet. the Uecker line
of
is
course.
Something
yeah,
that
yeah.
He would love. They was honored in a private invitation-only celebration of life hosted by the Milwaukee Brewers, for whom he famously worked. Mm-hmm. Uecker died in January of 2025 at the age of 90. Toft shared a photo of her castmates to her Instagram with the caption, "The Owens family goes to Milwaukee." The day prior, she shared a photo of Uecker with the caption, "Flying to Milwaukee tomorrow with my Belvedere family to celebrate this great human being."
Yeah.
For those that may not have heard or known or anything like that, the cast stayed in touch throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, have lost a number of members over the years and everything. But it wasn't, I don't think, the most groundbreaking show. Obviously, a show that means a little bit more here in this state because of the connection to Uecker.
Right.
And I think it's been kept around for a while because of that. But I don't know in pop culture-wise how popular the show was or anything like that. But it was important to them. Mm-hmm. And it meant something to them. And I think that it's something that's very relatable to the three of us and to anybody out there who's been a part of a play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that different with TV shows. I still, even a show that never even hit the airwaves like the one I was on,
right.
I still talk to cast members and check in
sure.
how they're doing and everything. You become, in theater, you get to spend 2-3 months together. And if you're lucky, you become a family.
Right.
And those mm-hmm. are relationships that stick around.
Yeah. I remember watching Mr. Belvedere quite a bit when I was a kid. And it was one of our regular things, and I knew who Bob Uecker was, but I never really thought about I'm watching Bob Uecker. I just he was his character, and he actually did a good job. He was a pretty good actor, Mr. Uecker, so got to give him credit.
I think the thing that stood out to him about it, what's interesting to me of him, is he didn't seem like he was acting, and at the same time,
right.
he was doing a masterful job at acting.
Yes.
It's really well done.
You could see him doing him in those the light beer commercials that he first started doing. It was so natural, and
the man was a natural at everything he did, except maybe baseball.
The thing that you got to start in, right?
Yeah. God bless him. That's a great legend. imagine. Also, really cool to see Tracy Wells. I like her.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool that she did that. That was awesome. Have you ever gone to pull open a kitchen drawer only to realize that the potato masher is fighting it hard from the inside and you can't open the drawer the complete way, you know?
I cannot tell you how many times I've done that.
So much. Of course, you have. We all have. Yeah. But we never talk about it. There's no word. There's no words for it in the English language necessarily. There is a new relatable list of random things that everyone has experienced but never talks about.
All right. Yeah.
And here are some of the highlights. Mm-hmm. And we want yours. Audience submissions are always encouraged.
Please.
Feel free to reach out to us through the Civic Media app or however you'd like to get in touch with us here. DM, direct messaging us, all that. So here's the list, and not in any particular order. When you're in the backseat of a car that makes a sharp turn and you push your fingers into the seat in front of you to keep yourself from falling over?
Yes.
It's been a while since I've ridden in the back of a car.
Mm. Well, Melissa, let's go for it. No. And I'll deliberately drive crazy.
No. Yeah, great, exactly. Great. That sounds like fun.
When you're lying in bed and you have to go, you're both too tired to get out of bed to go to the bathroom,
yep.
And your bladder is too full to fall back asleep.
Yep.
I hate that.
I know.
The worst.
And there's no name for this. Like, I feel like part of what we need to be doing about with this.
Coming up with words?
Yeah, yeah. For this? Terminology for this.
For those of you out there who remember the books Sniglets from the 1980s, words that weren't in the dictionary but should be. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that I ever saw it.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun.
I heard about it. I never saw it, but I heard about that. When you decide you don't need to take a list for a grocery run, but you get there and just wander around while trying to figure out what was on the, that.
Okay, how about the word for when you forgot your grocery list, but you managed to get everything on it when you got home and looked at it and was like, yes.
That's called winning.
Yeah, that's called I've never done that. Because every time I try to do it by memory, I fail.
Miserably. To be fair, my list only had like 6 things on it.
So. Still, I've had 4 things and I forgot. It's terrible.
When you briefly talked with someone at a party back in 2009, and you've been Facebook friends ever since. Yeah.
That's funny.
Whenever you think you have the perfect spot around a campfire, but the smoke keeps zoning in on you.
Because the smoke will always find you, specifically you.
Every campfire I've ever been. I've been to a lot of campfires.
It's attracted to certain people.
Just seems like
the smoke just likes certain people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. My brother makes fun of me for this. It's something like,
Real quick. Okay, so do you have the phrase that you're supposed to say to make it go? To
Rabbit.
Well, see, I hate rabbits is the one that I grew up with in Scouts. I hate rabbits, and then it would was supposed to shift, right? So
I've never heard of any.
Really?
Of
oh, really?
I've never heard of it.
I've heard very many variations on that. That's what I was asking. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, but rabbit always seems to be involved in it somehow.
It does, in some rabbits? Way, shape, or form. I don't know.
Rabbits and that have to do with it.
Well, I mean, hating rabbits. Who hates rabbits?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We never said it that way. It was just always rabbit.
That's the way we did
Interesting. Interesting. When you walk into a room but forget what you went in there for, and you just don't, and you just stand there frozen like a video that's buffering. We've actually talked about the science.
We have,
We have.
I remember
that the going through a doorway. Mm-hmm. So the way to fix it is go back and to the other room.
Yeah,
that does tend to work. Always, but it tends to work pretty good.
Yeah. And you're right. Not always, but it does work for me more times than not. Yeah.
Just standing there does nothing. It will not help you at all.
Yes. the green or the gray circle of depression. I don't know.
When you're too tired to pay attention to measurements or time and later realize you've just made about 15 servings of the worst pasta you've ever had.
Just be careful.
I know I do this from time to time, and boy, it drives me crazy. I will make toast or bagels or something like that, and then I'm like, it's got a couple of minutes. It's got a minute or whatever. I can go and do this while I'm doing that. And then I come back and
then
it's
you
burnt.
Forget. Yep.
Yeah. And I will eat that burnt toast. because I refuse to waste it, and it's my fault. If somebody else had burnt it, it might be different. But if I do it, I'm eating it. I'm definitely eating it.
So I need more carbon in my diet, so I will eat this.
Hey, charcoal is good for you.
Yeah, right. A little grizzle.
Toxins.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A little grizzle. When you swallow some water weird, and it creates that really bad chest pain for a few minutes.
I hate that.
It's one of the worst things. Man, I can't stand
it. Or you don't chew something enough, and it like scrapes all the way down. Pain.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on.
We could.
When you spend an entire day in waiting mode because you have an appointment at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes. Or how about, at the very least, from noon to 2. You're whatever else you're doing, it's in your head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I can't do this because I got to leave, and you end up just not doing anything.
You can't start because you won't be able to.
Yeah. You're just sitting there waiting. You can't do anything.
Is it called? Action paralysis or something like that.
Okay.
Term for it.
I think you're right.
I'm noticing too, as we're talking about this, we're creating a whole other list things to add to the list. When you're calling someone and you hope that they don't pick up, just so the missed call can show up and it looks like you tried to reach out.
Done that.
Yep.
More than once.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I think that's one. I think everyone has done that. I think very, very
now,
clearly.
It doesn't count if you hang up when the other person immediately picks up.
Well, I tried to get a hold of you. I know, and I answered the. But I don't know what happened. You know,
I'm talking to a gentleman about my vehicle, and we tend to place phone tag a lot. And this happened on Friday, where I'm waiting. I just assumed that I'm going to have to leave a voice message, and his voicemail is always full. So I was just about to hang up, and it was him. So I actually hung up on him, and I had to call him right back. But he was trying to call me back.
That's happened before. Yeah. Yep.
When you dismantle a pen only to put it back together again.
Oh, no. And wrong. I always do it wrong. Mm-hmm. It never works again.
I don't know. Have we all done that?
You're bored in class.
Haven't you ever taken the when pens had the springs in them and you take it apart and you reassemble it so that you can shoot the pen
cap
insert out of
it? Yeah. Yeah,
I
did that.
Make your own little catapult.
And then it didn't work anymore, and I was up without a pen. So, Yeah, smart job there, man.
When you stare at a bad driver as you pass them to see if they are as bad as they seem they are.
I
don't do that if I'm driving, but if we're at a stop sign or something like that or something, I might.
It's not that I don't know why. Does it make any difference for anything? You just want to see what they look like? Say, what does this jerk look like? You know?
Yeah, I don't know that anybody can really see that well into a vehicle.
No, it's hard.
Necessarily. So I don't know.
A split second and that's it.
So this whole list is at BuzzFeed.com. If you want to find the complete list, shout out to BuzzFeed. Hopefully everybody had fun with this one. You even maybe had some that you were yelling at your radio that, hey, you forgot this or something like that. But as always, I, of course, can't do anything without a meaning behind it or anything. And as we are talking earlier, you heard us talking about our station and what our mission here is and what we do around here. One of those things is showing how we are closer, we are more alike than not.
Right.
We have more in common than not. Mm-hmm. And out of these 12 things, how many of you out there were 12 for 12, like on these things? Mm-hmm. Guess what? Everybody else was too. And none of this list had to do with an R or a D or anything else.
Right.
We have more in common than not. We are more alike than not.
Yep.
And that is all around the world, and especially around this country. The more we show that we are unified as a people and we the people, the better things can be. And the better world we can make.
Right.
Agreed.
We have more in common than not.
I agree.
We will take a quick time. I disagree. No.
We've all burnt the roof of our mouths with pizza.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, we have.
There's a good one. Has everybody tried to crack their knuckles? Has everybody done that at least some point in their life?
Yeah, even if they can't do it very well, probably. Yeah, they've tried. Yeah.
Take a time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show for a Monday edition of The Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to wrap up the show for this Monday. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Been a fun way to kick off the week. Mm-hmm. Let's get into our schedule a little bit here and talk about some events going on in our area. I want to get into some of that. And let's start off with our schedule. Of course, stick around because we got good things throughout the whole day for you. And we'll lead you into, it'll all lead you into Midday Magazine. We'll kick off the week with a real strong set of guests. In part one at 4 o'clock today, we will preview the 20th annual Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk.
Yeah.
We got Matt and JR in with us for that one. That's going to be fun.
Excellent.
Looking forward to talking to those gentlemen a little bit later. And in part two, our good friend Amy Scheid will be with us from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Very good.
Nice.
We'll be talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month and a number of other things with Amy. A little bit later after that, on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI at 5:20, high school baseball Nacoosa at Assumption is not going to be today.
Nope. It's good. It was canceled today.
Yeah.
Spring sports. Mm. Oh, yeah.
As all spring sports go, if you haven't read in the little parentheses at the bottom, subject scheduled to change.
Yes, it is. And for today, we are planning tomorrow, though, hopefully having a softball game. So hopefully that one gets played.
But rain or shine, Playmakers is on the airwaves for you. We have a dome. It is retractable, and we are able to play no matter what.
Game on, everybody.
Join us for Playmakers all week long, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour. Mm-hmm. It is our opportunity to not only cover sports, but cover high school stuff and be able to talk to a lot of our high school athletes and get a real coverage of that. Mm-hmm. We're able to really back that up with that show. Thank you to our sponsors for being able to hang out with us and do that. And thank you to all of you for joining us for the show.
Very much so.
Of course, we got other great things going on in our community. Seth wanted to touch on that.
Yes, indeed. We have the first of many Easter egg hunts coming up this weekend on Saturday at Tri-Norse Park. They're also offering a breakfast. Bring your family out to Tri-Norse for breakfast with the Easter Bunny and let kids hunt for eggs along the trail at their leisure. Breakfast begins at 9:30 a.m. The Easter egg hunt is free to all children. It'll run from 11 to 1. That's the Easter egg hunt. And kids will be able to find a rainbow of eggs throughout the park. Like last year, they will have designated sections for each age group to find some eggs. Once you collect one egg of each color, return to the chalet and get a goodie bag and a ticket for a chance to win a big Easter basket, everyone. Mm-hmm. They have it in big letters here. The drawing will be at 12:30 p.m., and you must be present to win. That's coming up this Saturday at Tri-Norse Park. And if you are an organization you are involved with, have an Easter egg hunt, let us know, everyone. Pam is putting together a very large list, and it is growing. And it's making we want to know as many Easter egg hunts out there. Let us know. Call up during our normal business hours, 9 to 4. Talk to Pam, 715-424-1300, or email us info@wfhr.com.
We are getting close to Easter. Want to get those out there, everybody.
We do.
Our great friends at Family and Natural Foods have their free wellness presentations and another one coming up in just a couple of days. Digestive Health and Cleansing is going on April 8th, 5 o'clock. That's tomorrow. Learn from Dr. Tracy on A Vital Planet. She will be discussing all things digestive health and cleansing. Great conversationalist. She's so good at this, Dr. Tracy, and she makes you feel so comfortable with these topics and everything. Encourage you to check that out. Buy local, support local, support our friends over at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. I believe their doors opened up a little while ago. Stop on over there, say hi to the gang for us.
Yeah.
And make plans tomorrow, 5 o'clock, the digestive health and cleansing presentation will be over there at Family Natural Foods.
Very cool.
Our good friends at the United Way of South Windham's Counties have their big event, National Shred Day, Shred Your Sensitive Documents. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, all of these to ShredSafe, the site by ShredSafe. Individuals can shred up to 2 boxes of documents for free, and they kindly ask for a $5 donation for each box thereafter. Thanks to their sponsors of this, Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank, $1 will be donated to the United Way of South Windham's Counties for each pound of paper shredded with a maximum donation of $2,000. Day event will be Thursday, April 17th from 9 to noon or until things wrap up. And as Terry always likes to remind us, that they wrap up usually before noon. So you want to get
over there. They hit their max.
Because they can only carry so much weight. Yes.
Get on over there, everybody, and encourage you to be a part of this one. And it's a great way to not only have some peace of mind, but also knowing that you're putting into your community at the same time.
Absolutely.
Appreciate our friends at the United Way and Prevail Bank for having that one. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. And keep in mind, the United Way's got their Facebook page back. So like their page, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're looking forward to later this week being joined by the Suffolk County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yes.
We want to send a special shout out to Mission Coffee House, our new sponsor. That's awesome.
Yes.
And I love Mission Coffee House. I'm not going to lie. I love that place. So this is very easy for me. This is very easy for me to sell that. We also want you to plan the Super Spring Spectacular going on over at Bullseye Golf Club Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2. Join them for food, raffle baskets, kids games, music, and so much more. It's going to be a really fun event. We'll be talking more about that on Thursday.
Yes.
As we get you closer to the event. Yeah, everybody.
Absolutely.
And just some world good stories I wanted to touch on. Over a year ago, a lost and sick gray cat was left at a veterinary clinic in Indiana. She was taken to a shelter where she was nursed back to health. The cat was adopted, but the new owner returned her, and she seemed so depressed by the rejection that she started struggling and became withdrawn.
Aww.
Last week, a woman named Arania was looking at the shelter's website. When she saw the gray cat, she realized it was her cat, November.
Oh, my gosh.
It had gone missing over a year ago. Arania rushed over to the shelter, and it was confirmed. Arania and November are both thrilled to be reunited.
Aw, that's a sweet story.
That's wonderful.
And a young boy was celebrating his 8th birthday at a park when a group of strangers asked if they could join in the singing of Happy Birthday. Seemingly because they weren't many people there to sing to him. It was a very small party.
Uh-huh.
It was an adult and 3 children. These people showed up, and oh my gosh, did this kid just get a huge rendition of Happy Birthday. They were really excited about it.
That's awesome.
And a woman in Maryland won over $100,000 from a couple of winning Pick 5 tickets, each worth $50,000.
Ooh.
And she had an interesting inspiration for her numbers. She says she used the last 5 digits of her car's odometer reading.
And
fittingly, she's going to use some of her winnings to pay off the car.
Makes sense, right? Yeah. That's great.
That's one of the things that I wonder if that's part of the reason why I don't do that stuff, because I would be standing there and driving people crazy trying to figure out what set of numbers do I use my kids' birthdays? Do I use sports numbers?
Gambling isn't for everyone, James.
No, it's not for an overthinker. No. That's darn sure. There are few people in the world that were built less for gambling than me.
You just always have to take a fortune cookie with you, James, because the lucky numbers are right on the backside of the fortune.
They're right.
There. That's the way to pick.
How did I not think of this? Okay,
yeah, finally.
I've got it all worked out.
Melissa's got it down for you.
Great. All the answers for you.
Great show today, everybody. Melissa and I will be back tomorrow for more morning show. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.